Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Ducks and Dukes are on the fan this Saturday. Pre-game coverage starts at noon with Ducks Game Day, brought to you by Coors Light. Wraps up with the Dick Hanna Dealerships post-game scoreboard. Following the game, we had Danny Cannell on yesterday. I did not have on my bingo card, Danny, that old Cannell would take the Ducks to win the whole thing.
Might as well go win the whole f***ing thing.
We both kind of looked at each other like, oh. Okay, nice.
I think this Oregon team is really good. I don't think they're on that level.
I'm with you, but part of me also is kind of with Cannell in that. And so I tried to get through some stuff to not only break down this game, but try to look ahead and see their path and just where this team stacks up this year. So I took a lot of interest in the defensive stats. For the Oregon Ducks this year, and this is up against Big Ten teams, okay? This is just how they do in the conference. By all metrics, when you look at stuff as a whole unit, in different areas, it's Ohio State, Indiana, Oregon in some facet of order. But I went into some kind of individual stuff. Bryce Boettcher, for example. Statistically, he's the one that stood out to me the most.
Oh, yeah. He's a tackling machine.
And I think that this secondary, because I got some Brandon Finney stuff here as well. The secondary is what fascinates me so much about Oregon, and it's how much they're willing to come up and give aid to the linebacking core and the defensive line. And I want you to keep that word aid in mind for a second. Bryce Boettcher is top five in total tackles in the Big Ten. He is number one in assist tackles. He is number 30 in solo tackles. That leads the team. So that you're kind of like, wait a sec. Total tackles, he's top five. Number one in assists, but he's all the way down in 30 for solo. Because total is a mix of those two together.
Sure. Just shows you he's around the ball a lot.
Shows you he's around the ball. Then I looked around to Tatum Tuioti. He has 7 sacks, that's tied for 6th in the Big Ten. Mateo Uiagalelei is tied for 5th, or tied with 5 at 19th. They, as a team, have 13.5 sacks. That's tied for 4th. So we have talked a lot about how there doesn't seem to be this, like, flash, blow-you-up guy. There's no Miles Garrett on the team.
No.
There's no Revis Island on the team. But when I look at these stats, Brandon Finney is tied for 4th with 8 pass deflections. When I look at this, I truly look at this team as a unit. So that's where I kind of saw this, because I was a little with you in that statement.
We talked about that a lot over this season with Tyson.
Who's the guy? Who's the guy? And what the stats are telling me is they're all the guy. That it's truly how this goes. They're 2nd in total yards per game, and they're 3rd in points per game in the Big Ten.
There's not a weakness with this team. That was always the thing that I said, is that there's nobody you really attack. You know what I mean? Boettcher is a tackling machine. Tuioti's a great pass rusher.
And I think there were some weeks where we wanted somebody like that.
We wanted a prime time disruptor.
We wanted Mateo to have 3 sacks or
have like 12 pressures in a sack. Like, just be a guy who lives in the backfield all game.
Have
like,
Amari Washington with 4 tackles for
just
losses.
Just whooping somebody's butt all game long. Thieneman has made some very big plays this year.
He has.
And he's probably going to be one of the top safeties taken in the draft. He's like, by all accounts, is going to be a day one safety, which, again, is not a very common thing. Usually you have to be a pretty special guy to do
Caleb
that.
Caleb Downs and then you? Yeah. Sign me up for that.
I mean, if you're the 2nd best safety in that group, like...
And the other one's Caleb Downs, who might be the next Ed Reed.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's guys in there that are special. But That's the thing about Oregon's defense this year that I've said and we've talked about with Tyson. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not that, you know, there's this real weakness. Like, don't get me wrong. I mean, USC threw all over them.
But they did.
But that's also, Mekhi Lemon was the best wide receiver in the country.
They also couldn't run the ball.
No, that exactly. And I was just saying,
they like picked their spots.
And that was the thing, is that even though they were there, and for Duck fan who's like, you had five pass interference calls that would have been about 120 more yards. Calm down. But beyond that, they did. They said, okay, you know what? We're going to live with that. And that's what they've done in basically every game outside of the Indiana game, where mm-hmm. they just couldn't.
Right. I think when I look at how this team stacks up, and I think that is honestly, it's this defense that's going to give James Madison problems. You know, I love where their defense, where James Madison's defense is ranked by the metrics coming into this game, but I do not understand how a James Madison offense is going to be able to have success on this team. It's very bend, don't break. It's very bend, don't break. And the unit, the collection that this team has, whether it's Amari up front or Bear up front, or it's Mateo or Tuioti in the linebacking core, and Finney and Betcher and Thieneman in the secondary, these are names that aren't just names because we cover this team. Mm-hmm. These are names because people know these names throughout college football. This is very reminiscent to me of a Georgia-Alabama defense. That's that Kirby Smart lineage. That's that time at Georgia where this now is a complete unit. It's not just...
It's a complete unit, but it doesn't have the star power.
Because it's not... Maybe it's not there yet.
Yeah.
But it doesn't need a Kayvon Thibodeau. It doesn't need a Haloti Ngata.
Well, those Oregon teams of old, they didn't have the completeness, so that guy had to be special.
Boom. Boom.
That's the difference. You had to have the Deion Jordan. You had to have the Kayvon Thibodeau. Mm-hmm. You had to have the Haloti Ngata. You had to have, like,
Patrick Chun.
Yeah,
in the secondary.
And, you know, was it last year? You had Jabbar Muhammad, who was a mm-hmm. dude on the back end. Like, you had to have a dude in order to cover up for some of the other shortcomings, right? And so I think you look at that, the transfer, Christian Gonzalez from mm-hmm. Colorado when he came to Oregon, like, he was one of the best corners in the country. Like, so those kind of things out there, they don't have a weakness. Like, you're not testing the secondary in the sense of, like, do they have the best shutdown guys on the edges? No, but you've got really good safeties over the top, and you've got great linebackers underneath.
You got safeties and linebackers that are willing to come up and hit somebody.
And you've got guys that can drop back and help. Like, and it's coverage as a unit. It's not just their a singular corner that's a dude or a singular safety who's a dude. It's, hey, your nickel back, you know, your depth packages, your dime packages, whatever you want to go into, you trust guys that are out there. Because here's the other part of this. This is where I give Lanning and his staff the most credit. It's not just that they're going out and getting athletes, because that's what they did in the past. Their secondary is huge.
Well, like, they're getting their fits.
But not just that, they're big. Mm-hmm. Like, they're big and they're rangy. So, you know, it's easier to cover up. With, like, I'll use my team as an example with USC. They, over the last 5-6 years, they've had athletes back there, but they've been tiny. They've been tiny, and that has been something that has just burned them both in tackling in the open field and in coverage against going against bigger wide receivers. That was something that just cooked them. You can't sit there and just go, we're going to jump ball your secondary against Oregon, because mm-hmm. they're all big.
And that's what I'd rather have. You know, like, let's take Micah Parsons, the Packers defense, real quick. You can game play. I mean, maybe Micah Parsons, the player, not necessarily the Packers. Let's take Micah when he was on Dallas. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
You could game plan to run the ball against them, because as dominant and as disruptive as a player as Micah Parsons is on the ultimate level, you could run the ball on that team, because as Jerry clearly pointed out, Micah is not a great run stopper.
Mm-hmm.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
But the way this Oregon defense is built.
Wasn't with Micah, he's not an excellent run stopper, but you got to remember, he was a stand-up linebacker. He's not a slouch.
I was taking more of a shot at Jerry than anything. But to where this Oregon team, there might not be a Micah Parsons on this team. Mm-hmm. There might not be a Jadeveon Clowney on this team when he was the most impenetrable force at South Carolina. But I'd rather have this unit. I'd rather have this collection of guys that, oh, okay, Bryce Betcher, fifth best safety in the Big Ten. Amari Washington, third best D lineman in the Big Ten. Mm-hmm. Brandon Finney, seventh best DB in the Big Ten. Mm-hmm. Because
when you look at the top ten,
they're littered all in there. They might not be the ones. They might not be Downs and the kid from Indiana whose name escapes me, the hurt kid.
The pass rusher, but they also have Jones, the linebacker, who's a freak.
Yeah, they might not be those dudes, but when you're looking at all those other numbers, they're filled in, and that's how you win World Series. That's how you have an Alex Caruso on an OKC and a Lou Dort. That's how you win games, and that's why I think this team will go as far as this defense can take them.
I was just looking through Oregon secondary, just their size. I mean, the shortest guy they've got in their regular rotation is Kennedy at 5'11". Everybody else is 6 foot, 6'2".
Text line telling me they got a blue chip coming in next year who's 6'5 at safety.
Yeah.
That's a big boy.
Yeah.
That's like Cam Chancellor size.
I mean, how tall is Peyton? Peyton's like, I want to say 6'3". I feel like he's big. Peyton Woodyard, who's number five, number six in their depth chart, is 6'2". Like, they're big. They have a big secondary, man.
Pre-game coverage starts right here at noon, home of the Ducks on Saturday. Kick at 4:30. You can catch all the action right here. Normal situation, guys. Not really. Bringing in some big hitters. A bunch of fan personalities going to be pregame, postgame, plus obviously Jerry Jorgie and our brand man Dusty Hara be a part of that game call as well. So tune in for that on Saturday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.